This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. I call it an educational odyssey because each and every week we explore and have conversations about cannabis, all forms of cannabis, by the way, CBD, hemp, and cannabis that, yes, that contains THC. If anyone out there doubts that this is the future in every way, shape, and form, financially, for people with physical health issues, for mental health issues, the economy, the list goes on and on and on, but I can't think of another person who can share with us more about this industry than my first guest today, Samantha Miller. Samantha Miller is the founder and president and chief scientist of Pure Analytics, which is a renowned cannabis laboratory in Santa Rosa, California. And she has over 25 years, which is unheard of cannabis cultivation. 25 years experience. More than 15 years of analytical chemistry, product development, business insight, and I'm so excited. You're just back from Germany at a conference there. Welcome. It is such a pleasure.
So great to be with you, Frankie. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, if you wouldn't mind, Samantha, a little bit about your philosophy and where we are. I call this an educational odyssey. So tell me your thoughts about where we are in this industry.
Well, you know, I think everybody agrees. It's a really exciting time in cannabis. And, you know, depending on your point of view and what you're interested in, there's probably a number of things to look at about what makes it an exciting time. You know, for myself, one of the things that makes it special is that really the science-based view of cannabis is evolving. And not only is it evolving, the reason it's evolving is because we have increased permissions for doing research. And that's really been the gap between the desire to use cannabis in a more integrated way from a health and wellness perspective and the comfort level of various clinicians and healthcare providers in actually recommending it. And so when you talk to people who are, say, outside of the sphere of cannabis use who are interested but are concerned about trying something new for the first time, they want to look to those more traditional channels of research that they're accustomed to seeing for other medications and other things they use in their wellness regimens and see that same rigor and evidence-based work around cannabis. And, you know, of course, the federal laws that we've had have really gotten in the way of
funding
of research.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. It's a real double-edged sword in this country. We look at Spain, and we look at Israel, and we look at the pioneers in the industry from those two countries alone, and the research that they're doing, and it's so exciting.
It is. It's terribly exciting, and I've had an incredible year going to interesting places around the world to various cannabis and cannabinoid conferences. And it's really been a very eye-opening experience to see just how far we've made it with just a little bit of time that we've had to perform research in the density that we've had. This year, I think the things that really stand out to me that people are really focusing on, I think you're really going to start to see it more in the mainstream media, are things around brain trauma recovery. The highlights really coming from NFL players who have benefited from the effects of cannabis and assisting with the recovery from traumatic brain injury that they experience while they perform their job. And for these guys, it's the thing that, you know, shortens their quality of life.
Yes.
And they're very much in the spotlight and very beloved by the public. And they have some really poignant stories. And these guys are really passionate about what cannabis has done for them. And you have these incredible personal stories, along with now the evidence-based research that makes the more traditional physicians and clinicians and healthcare providers say, hey, I get now how this is working. I get what it is. This isn't just a bunch of people with an excuse, trying to find an excuse to get high. This is real medicine, and this is really changing people's lives. And that's really an exciting moment, as we start to validate some of those traditional and historical uses. And at the same time, we also have exciting new ways for people to approach taking cannabis, where the traditional viewpoint has been, well, if I'm not interested in smoking something, maybe cannabis isn't for me.
But the delivery system we're seeing today and the sophistication of products that you've created and many products out there, it's really changing the delivery system and how people can perceive it, so that the elderly population, and I had a private conversation with a doctor who I'm hoping to get on the show, but she right now doesn't want to go public, but she deals with geriatric. That's her specialty. And she has 70, 80, 90-year-olds in her practice that she is recommending products to. Now, they don't want to smoke, but they're doing other things. They're dabbing, they're vaping, they're having edibles. So there's a lot of delivery systems. And as you can help us understand, it's also about the dosage, Samantha. It's not just one strain fits all anymore. This is a very scientific way of finding the right product for what is happening to that person.
Absolutely. And that's where, shows like this and people actually having places to get solid information from becomes really important. I think the thing I hear the most from new patients is, I'm having trouble really separating facts from fiction. When I go online and I see all these things and, a lot of posts contradict one another. And so I think that the search for good information is the first challenge of new patients. And then it's really, asking themselves a few important questions about, what is it that they're trying to accomplish with turning to cannabis? And what is the ailment that they're trying to treat? Because as you noted, different types of cannabis may be more appropriate for different types of ailments. One main big divider we have between, classifying different types of cannabis is it THC dominant or is it CBD dominant?
Right.
And there's some important implications in whether or not it's THC or CBD dominant.
That's right.
Most people haven't maybe even heard of those acronyms or what is that? What is THC and CBD?
So those are active
ingredients in cannabis.
Right. We talk about it all the time, but please do, because we have Mr. Hemp is coming on, Eric Bowman, who is involved in the farm bill and doing industrial hemp and really and truly making a difference in this world. He's coming on after you today, which I'm very excited. But do explain what THC is and what CBDs are, because I love when people come on and share, because this is... If there's any shot of us getting our foundation solid, it's about education. And I say this all the time, Samantha, that if you're looking for a show to talk about the salaciousness and to talk about passing a joint around, this is not the show for you. What we're talking about here today is so critical, because if you have someone who has severe back injury, and with the opioid crisis in this country, wouldn't it be wonderful that there is a solution, or a child that can be given CBD topically, or even an edible to help with a symptom of epilepsy, which we know that cannabis helps tremendously with. So do share with us and explain the differences between THC and CBD. And I'm going to let you do that because I just said we just got the break, so we have to take a quick break. But, Samantha, as we go to break, we just have to mention very quickly that your company, Pure Analytics, is one of the first cannabis labs in the U.S., and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we'll talk about the distinctions of CBD and THC when we come back from break. So stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. Samantha Miller is our guest today. We're in the middle of a conversation. She is the founder, president, and chief scientist of Pure Analytics, which is one of the oldest labs in California, and she has over 25 years of cannabis cultivation. And I don't know how you knew 25 years ago that this was going to be the field, and but we're so grateful for your expertise. And so I'm going to let you explain the difference between CBD and THC, please.
Yes, you know, Frankie, it's important to understand the difference, and I think it's one that that people are interested in. You know, THC is something that a lot of people have heard about. It's one of the active ingredients in cannabis, and it's the one that probably most people have heard about. It's the one that's responsible for a lot of feelings of getting you high, for example. But it also has specific therapeutic benefits, especially for pain, say pain due to inflammation. CBD is another active ingredient in cannabis. It can also be the dominant cannabinoid, meaning there can be more CBD or cannabidiol than THC in cannabis. And this is a really important distinction for a couple of reasons. One is that, as I mentioned about THC, you know, people are familiar with the idea of cannabis getting you high, and a lot of that effect is attributed to THC. In the case of CBD, it doesn't cause feelings of getting high. And so when CBD is the dominant cannabinoid and there's very little THC, there's actually not necessarily a whole lot of feelings of impairment or intoxication or any that somebody might experience. In addition to that, which is an important distinction, is, you know, are you okay in getting high or not, is the therapeutic benefits are different. So whereas THC, as I said, can be good for pain, especially pain due to inflammation, CBD is especially good for pain due to spasticity. And that can be some really difficult to treat diseases that are covered by that. Things like fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis. You mentioned epilepsy before. You know, both THC and CBD have been shown to be really good for sleep, depending upon the type of issue you have with sleep. You know, sleep can be a really complex thing. It might be anxiety or pain due to spasticity that keeps you asleep, or it might be that your mind keeps running on and on and making lists, as many of us are so good at doing at the end of a busy day. In different cases, a different cannabinoid, THC or CBD, might be most appropriate. For someone who's beginning the journey, I think it's really important for them to ask that question along with what ailment are they trying to treat. Are they okay with feelings of intoxication? You know, so that's really going to lead you down one particular path of things you might try or not. And I think the final one is one you mentioned earlier, Frankie, which is delivery system, or how you're going to take it. You know, what are you comfortable doing? If you're not comfortable smoking, are you comfortable vaping? So that's a different form of inhalation, but doesn't include, say, the negative health aspects of smoking. And there's taking things by mouth. There's pills, there's gummies. You mentioned topicals earlier. So there's a whole variety of different ways that you can consume cannabis these days. And so I think those things are important to ask yourself, and they really kind of help guide you in one direction versus another, is what's the most appropriate thing for you to try for your ailment and the things you're most comfortable with.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect. And my next question is, how do you find the right practitioner? How do you find the right doctor to work with that's open-minded to give you this information and to help you find the right solution for you?
I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges. And, you know, in my seminars and my talks, I often say, because I'm a scientist, not a doctor, which is a disclaimer I have to give frequently,
yes,
is that you should consult your physician. And invariably when I say that, people say, but Samantha, you know, my physician doesn't know anything about this. So what am I supposed to do? You know, the one good piece of advice that I can give that's general is there's a group called the Society of Cannabis Clinicians. I happen to know several of them here in California, but their membership spans the United States and certainly is international as well. And it's a group of physicians who come together a couple times a year, who in between they share research and information from case studies. Often they're the clinicians who are presenting at research conferences about cannabinoid medicine. So going to their website and seeking someone who's knowledgeable in their membership, I think is a great first start. Because even if you don't have a member of the Society of Cannabis Clinicians in your area, at least you can perhaps connect with somebody by telephone to get some good advice and perhaps point you in the right direction. So that's a great resource that
and
people have out there to actually...
Yes, perfect. Thank you. And there's also in many parts of the country an organization called Women Grow. And it's a terrific resource. I think it's a terrific resource. And we have a patient advocacy group here in Massachusetts where we are, everybody is, as you are in California, where when you go live very soon with recreational cannabis products, and people are just scrambling right now trying to get boards and people and all of that. And we have to remember that throughout all of this, we can't forget the patient. This is very critical. This is really critical. And it's also important to do what I'm doing every week. And I feel like I am so fortunate and so blessed to be one of the pioneers getting in on this conversation. And I call this an educational odyssey, because without the education and having people like yourself on, Samantha, we can't take the information to the people. And so this is really critical. It's really, really critical that we continue to talk about what exactly can I use CBD for? What exactly can I use THC for? What about a combining the two of them together? And that's what this conversation is about.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that it's groups like the ones we're talking about. Women Grow, Normal is another great one.
That's right, Normal.
Are getting people aware. And the reason why it's so important to get people aware, Frankie, is that in times like this, where we're suffering from things like the opioid crisis that are affecting the lives of millions of people, which is, you know, kind of it's really healthcare gone amok, cannabis represents hope as truly one of the only non-toxic therapeutic alternatives to many of these traditional pharmaceutical approaches for pain treatment, for the treatment of sleep. I think we all have a friend who has an Ambien story. At this point, who that is really concerning, disturbing, and so these things are
absolutely
not only affecting people's quality of life, but also their ability to function normally. And I think that's one of the areas of research that I think is most exciting in cannabis is the research around opioid replacement.
We will definitely have you back again, because this is tremendous information, Samantha Miller. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you?
You can certainly find me on LinkedIn, on social media. That's probably the best way to find me. You can also visit our website at pureanalytics.net, and our blog is accessible right off of the website. Some helpful article there's for people who are looking for some direction on THC and CBD and other therapeutic benefits of cannabis.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And Mr. Hemp is joining us, Michael Bowman. And 80 years ago this week, marijuana prohibition began with so much happening in the news. And it so happens that Michael Bowman is at his... Michael, are you in the gardens today planting and celebrating the 80 years?
Good morning, Frank. I'm actually in the gardens and will be harvesting tomorrow. It's very exciting. This is a plot that was planted on August 2nd, which was the day FDR signed the Marijuana Tax Act of 37, although it didn't go into effect until this week when we had the first arrests here in Colorado. In Denver, but the harvest is upon us, so we couldn't be more excited.
Oh, I bet. Very exciting. And Michael, why is this such an important time for everybody? Just share with us a little bit about your commitment to bringing hemp back to the people and getting these hemp fields back so that people can begin planting in every single state in this country.
Well, for me, Frankie, this is really ending prohibition is really the fusion of my passions, which was social justice and environmental justice, rural development. I was born and raised on a ranch in a very rural part of Colorado, very much like farms and ranches across the Midwest who have been really withering on the vine, so to speak. So I see, both sides of this equation on ending prohibition, which is one of this mass incarceration of generally people of color. And then when I look at the cropping opportunities to switch from crops that we've practically been forced into as a farm community, whether it's the GMO corn and soybean crops and the things and all of the crops that are subsidized under our federal farm program, And those of us who need an alternative, we want to do something that's less impactful to the environment. We want to do something that isn't going to cause us to continue to mine our water out of the Ogallala aquifer to extinction and be able to create jobs while we're at it. And so this plant really brings it all together. When you look at the science and the facts of how we got started with prohibition and the backroom deals that were used to create that and the reefer madness and all of the racial bias that was against it. And we contrast that to today where we know the falsehoods of all of that and what we've been led to believe and the institutional biases now that are against it. It's crops like what I'm about to harvest are really important symbolically. Sure. I planted that on August 2nd, which was the day that public law 75-238 was signed. And I planted it in the full light of day, 80 years later, under a permit from my state. And now I'm going to have the harvest and the bounty of that to share with my family and to share that story and to help create and propel the inertia to once and for all end this ludicrous prohibition.
This prohibition, 80 years, FDR signing the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. And you said to me, you believe it's the only plot, by the way, that you have in the U.S. planted for that purpose.
Yes, I do believe that's true.
That's exciting. So, Michael, what will happen to the crop that you're harvesting?
Well, we're going to put it in storage. We hope to do something really, really special with it. It has a story that no other crop has. It really is symbolic of ending this stranglehold we have on the industry. So it's a little up in the air yet. We will get it harvested, get it inside the barn, and then we've been contacted by a few folks with some ideas on what to do with it and we'll make some decisions shortly because as we're going into 2018 and we're looking at legislative actions both at the state and federal level on dealing with prohibition, we want to be able to have the story to tell and this will just enhance that story based on what we do with the next step with the crop.
Absolutely. And we were just talking with Samantha Miller a few minutes ago, Michael, about the distinctions between CBD, between hemp, between industrial hemp and THC. And it gets a little confusing for a lot of people, but I want to just clarify that Michael's crop is hemp. And
that is correct.
And there is a huge difference. And Michael, you could take all of that harvest, every last ounce of it, and you will never get high from anything in that harvest that you are getting ready to get ready
that
for
harvest. That is true, Frankie. This crop falls. This is the definition of industrial hemp, which is less than 0.3% of THC, and we can legally operating under the Farm Bill, Section 7606 language, which I wrote in 2014.
I was just going to say, you know that language because Michael was very instrumental in creating that bill, yes?
I was, and so I know it well. And although that language created a significant amount of angst within some of the federal bureaucracies that oversee us, it does allow farmers to operate, you know, fully in the light of day and to create products from that entire plant. And the worst thing that's going to happen is we're going to have some incredible nutritional supplements for our body that are going to make us better.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful? As I coated some zucchini in hemp seeds the other day, as I made some scones using hemp flour 3 days ago, blueberry scones, which were gluten-free, sugar-free, and absolutely delicious, might I add. So there are the number of applications for hemp are endless, and it's about time that we as a country got back on that bandwagon, because our European and Canadian neighbors are doing some exciting things with hemp, and we're losing the revenue and the technology and the resources and sustainability.
That's so true, Frankie. You know, we are the only G7 nation that yet still prohibits its cultivation under federal law. And I say that knowing that we have a farm bill section that allows it, but we still are classified as a Schedule I drug under the Controlled Substances Act. We are the largest consumer market in the world for its products, yet remain the only, you know, the only nation that bars us. So when you look at the absurdity of the totality of this mixmash of federal law and what rural America is missing out on, and what consumers are missing out on, because they're being barred from having, you know, access to food, feed, fuel, fiber, nutritional supplements that should be available to them, without any prohibition. And so this is a consumer and producer issue that we need to take to the Capitol Hill and solve.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. Because that crop that you're harvesting could have so many uses to change lives in this country.
And we see it every day, Frankie.
Yes.
The stories from just, you know, personal, I can give you personal news from my own family, my own mother, my cousins, friends. I've in the last month, I've lost one good close friend to cancer and another one that is in hospice today, but they both had very aggressive cancers and were diligent on using these CBD products through the end, and they both would tell you and believe that it radically extended their life and gave them some quality of life that they didn't have when they were on chemo. So, you know, you have that issue. You have the ability to create to be complete proteins. I just had lunch a couple of days ago in Los Angeles with a retired NFL player who's very focused on plant-based diets, and he's very excited about, you know, how do we integrate this into the food system? How do we tackle the issues we have with the inherent supplies that we're given that are non-hemp?
This is very exciting news. Congratulations on this very exciting harvest on the 80th anniversary. Mr. Hemp himself, Michael Bowman, thanks for stopping by today. We appreciate it, and we will catch up with you very soon, because Michael's a regular member of this program, our educational odyssey right here. And
well,
thanks
thank
so much,
you,
Michael.
It's a pleasure to share airwaves with you. So, yes.
And we'll be back. Yes, I'm so happy you could, too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer. And you are listening to us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the health hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And Richard Steinhardt, a.k.a. Meatbone, is with us. He has the most fascinating background. It is an incredible story that he's been fighting for people's rights for so many years. Musician, PR guru, rhythm guitar player for Bobo Jenkins. He also formed the band, the Bunker Boys, and their CD, Elvis Has Left the Building. And the track was played all over the place, which was really great. He's been a consultant and one of the architects for getting Michigan legal in their medical marijuana. And Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you? You can call me Rico or you can call me Bone. Either one is cool. We're very informal.
Rico is... I love that, Rico. You also worked very hard to free John Sinclair from prison. And can you tell everyone a little bit about John Sinclair and why he was arrested?
Sure. It was a real bad rap. Well, John Sinclair was a poet, and he was the manager of the band, the MC5, that had the song Kick Out the Jams, Mother Blank, and he was, it was a sting operation. There was an undercover narc that came over, they smoked some weed, and they ordered a pizza. And the guy said, oh, I'll pay for the pizza. And him paying for it, they used as a premise of John selling him marijuana. So they sent him to life in prison. And there was, you know, it was a bad rap. And John Lennon wrote a song called It Ain't Fair, John Sinclair, in the slammer for smoking air. We got to set him free. And they had a big rally at the Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor where Michigan basketball team plays. And there were thousands of people there puffing. And John Lennon was there and performed. And after that...
John Lennon was actually at the event?
Yeah, he was at the event. And soon after, John was freed from prison.
That's it. What a story.
I thought, that since it's kind of Friday, it's a fun day, this is a story you're going to love that is a true story. I lived on South University one semester in an apartment above the student bookstore, and across the street was the original Domino's Pizza. And my neighbor worked there and delivered pizza, and one Saturday night he was sick. So he asked me if I would take his place and work there. So I said, sure, why not? And so the first delivery I got, Tom Monahan is the big guy that owns that the corporation. He gave me a delivery, and it was to the house that John Sinclair and the MC5 lived in. A huge house.
Oh, my gosh.
Campus. So I go in, and for ordering the pizza, and they're all sitting around this big table smoking a hookah with hash. And they go, you want some? I said, sure, why not? And it was amazing hash. I was totally ripped. And they paid the bill, and they said, well, here's your tip. And they took a big chunk of this blonde hash, about a quarter ounce, and here's your tip. We don't have anything to put it in, so they put it in an empty cigarette pack. So I put it in my pocket, left, and it was a December day. There was snowflakes, a very light snowfall, and I was tripping out, and I just started driving around. I came back about 45 minutes later, and Tom Monahan is livid. Where were you? I want pizza. And he gave me, you know, he was giving me just one pizza at a time to deliver. And I'm going here, I'm going there. And somewhere about an hour later, I reached in my pocket and I pulled out the cigarette pack and I go, I don't smoke. And I threw it away. Then I came back, I did some more deliveries. And about another hour later, I said, oh, my God, I threw that piece of hash away. Where was it? And I started trying to retrace my steps, going back to dormitories, down corridors, looking in garbage cans. I never found it.
So, oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. But on a serious note, Richard, you have been part of the movement now that you're a grown up, and you've been working with Normal to legalize marijuana in 1980. You've been a real passionate advocate as well, a consultant, PR person, trying to really educate people that if you want to smoke and have fun with it, then that's great. Go for it. Do it. My whole thing in educating people, and I call it an educational odyssey, this show, is to really bring out the point that this is a world that we now are going to have at some point. It will be inevitable that we will have to have choice so that people can make the choice how they want to handle medical and recreational marijuana. And I think that the prohibition that we're celebrating, the 80th anniversary, 80 years ago, is an indicator of how far back we go and the perseverance and the way in which people have been fighting in this country for their rights, for people like John Sinclair to get out of prison for that act. And also for people that were arrested and horrible things happened to them when it first, and race issues. I mean, we're going back a lot of years with prohibition and what it really did to this country. So I'm hoping that we see a big change in the next 5 years. And thanks for your contributions, Richard. Rico, it's a pleasure. Thanks for being with us. And give us the...
Thanks.
Give us the website. Give us the website that you want your PR from. Smile. Oh, we gotta run.
Okay, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. And thank all of you. Another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.